Good evening. I'm Shona Hammond-Boys. I'm the founder and the national director of the New Zealand Children's Art House Foundation. And the New Zealand Children's Art House Foundation have put many children's art clubs throughout New Zealand and indeed throughout the world. And we are now challenging every country to replicate our model by placing small, relocated cottages on reserve land as child-owned community projects for youth for the development of social trust, civic and self-esteem, and the development of personal talents in the arts. We need these little community houses to be a place called home for the new visual generation of today's creative revolution. We know that arts and culture play a very powerful role in advancing understanding and thinking. And we know that in order to have peace, the culture of peace, we need the arts to provide the stream in which we can conscious raise for this peace. Now, if peace is our priority, and I believe it is an essential priority on the globe today, we must look at the arts as our helpers to shape our destiny. Art is a pacifist weapon which we can actively promote and participate in constructing a much more just and human, free and prosperous society. The happy, healthy child will spontaneously be active and find a very successful place within the community, which then leads them into peaceful citizenship. We know by our youth figures in New Zealand, we have a long way to go, and we should, in fact, be very ashamed of ourselves, marginalising art in our schools and making art a second-rated subject to sport in our country is simply not leading us to a very good place. Our youth suicide figures are so appalling. I will not elaborate. The world knows this is the fact about New Zealand. We need to concentrate on developing contributing citizens who are peaceful, happy, and know who they are, to lead the way forward from our community houses. And in fact, what we have discovered through our community houses is we are doing very, very well. And that children's creativity is set against rapid global culturalization, steep anti-marketing, rapidly increasing spirals of youth despair. So we believe in creative children, that creative children are who ensure the creative communities of the future. And we all know we need all the creativity we can get and we can muster for our future. This model, the Children's Art House Foundation, started in 1992. In 1997, we joined the International Child Art Foundation as their partner. And since then, I have been very privileged and invited to many countries in the world, world traveled, showing what is happening in New Zealand in our little art houses. We have two rules: love art and be kind. And they're such simple rules, aren't they? But they can change the world. And we can support children in joining in the marvellous cycle of life as opposed to the vicious cycle of life. We believe in oko moi moia, that is the dream which is bigger than we are. We need to step into the dream and as early as possible. You know, when a child is born, it's really a massive explosion into the world. And that child is unique, precious, with its own full potential to be realized. its own talents and gifts to be used to strengthen the society that it's been born into. And we know that the school of love for the arts, the Te Kura Araha Toi, is the house that child will at some time need to find out who or what they are, what they can do. And I was very fortunate growing up that I went to Mark Twain's house when I was studying in America on a scholarship. And I read Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. Well, Tom Sawyer was very worried about Huckleberry Finn, wasn't he? Because Huckleberry was always taking risks. And Tom Sawyer said, "Huck, why do you do this?" And Huckleberry answered, "So that I, Huckleberry me, know who I can be, know who I am. Then I can be friends with people." And I think that's very important. Each child needs to know who they are. And of course, if their father is a rodeo man, that does not mean that they must be a rodeo man. And this little house that I'm talking about, that I believe should be in your community, in your society, treasured, unique, as valuable as a library, as important as a museum, and as sacred to the children as a church. Well, there the children can develop what they want to do, so that no father or mother can say, "I'm a dressmaker, therefore you will be a dressmaker." That's a very backward way of looking forward.